For the purpose of critique, review, and education, it's the Huey Lewis Mix Fix number 2, and we are going to be looking at the second side, B-side, of Huey Lewis and the News Super Selections. This was the Japanese release album that had specialized remixes and live versions of the songs that were hard to find, and we're going to work our way through them and share a few facts and maybe some things that you didn't know. So let's get it started. The first one is going to be the first one on side B, or track 6, which would be I Want a New Drug, the 12-inch mix, which comes in at 533. Now, issued over a lot of different countries, it has labeled been different three things. All right, so 12-inch mix, dance mix, and extended mix. All the same thing. Went to number 6 in the U.S. on the Dance Club Play Charts. So here it is. I Want a New Drug, the 12-inch mix from Super Selections, Volume 1. We'll be right back.
I want a new drug, one that does what it should.
There you have it, coming in at 532, 533, right in there. It's nice to know now. Now the 12 mix, the label, 12 mix, 12 inch mix, dance mix, and extended mix are all the same thing. Good to know that now. So brings us to the next track, number 7 on the Super Selections Volume 2 from Japan. Hope You Love Me Like You Say You Do. Long title for that song. It's going to be the live version coming in at 437. If this was the first single, the studio version came in at number 36. It was number second single from the album Picture This. Mike Duke wrote it. He also wrote for the band Doing It All For My Baby and Let Her Go and Start Over. And it was also the first collaboration that Huey Lewis and the News did with the Tower of Power of Horns.
Yeah. And I hope you love me like you say.
And you even get Huey Lewis screaming there during the song, the Tower Power of Horns. So that was their first collaboration. Brings us to the number three track, track number eight of Super Selections, Working for a Living Live. Now they've done this live many different times, but this is a really cool one because it's got such a ruckusy sound of guitar to it. And according to Wikipedia, according to Huey, the song was a semi-autobiographical one about the past jobs that he's had before he became a musician. Lewis had written in the times of the talking about the times he was a truck driver, which he was actually a truck driver for, I can't remember, it was a cheese company in Southern Oregon for a while. And he says, I actually wrote it when I thought about all the odd jobs that I sort of that popped out in my jobs and before he became a musician. So here it is, Working for a Living Live. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Supposed to get a raise next week? Damn well know well I won't. That still holds true to today. So, number 9 album. The number 9 track on the album is Buzz 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 Live. Coming in at 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Has always been a longtime fan favorite. Fan favorite, totally, of the band's. Song is not original by Huey Lewis and the News. The song actually was written in 1957 and was a hit for the Hollywood Flames, which respectively went to number 5 and number 11 back in the day. Whatever the day is. So, anyway, also throughout the time, it was also re-recorded. It was recorded by Frankie Lemon. Los Lobos even recorded a version of it. And even the Beach Boys have done a version of Buzz Buzz Buzz. Each band making it their own kind of rendition. And maybe in the future we will play a long, extended, all these cover versions back-to-back just to feature the influence that Huey Lewis has brought. Because this was probably one of the first songs, you know, along with other songs like It's All Right and even their original Naturally, to really kind of show the acceptance of a cappella. So here it is. That information, knowing that it goes back to 1957, just kind of makes you want to throw on some old Happy Days reruns. Fonz and Richie and the gang down at Ralph Mouth and Potsy down at Arnold's at the drive-in. So anyway, let's get on to the last track. This is Jacob's Ladder Live, very well known, coming in at 4:48. Written by Bruce Hornsby and his brother John Hornsby. They were trying to record it, but they didn't like the arrangement they were getting and suggested that his friend Huey Lewis recorded it, which they did and put it on the album for. This recorded live version and the music video for it, which got heavy airplay on MTV back in the day, was from December 1986 from a show they did in Portland, Oregon at the Memorial Coliseum. It was a two-night stand just before Christmas when they were going to be taking a little bit of a break from Christmas to spend some time with their families back at home. And I have a lot of memory of this one because that's what they started the show with, because I was there at this live version that they recorded. That's why I have fond memories of this, because instead of going right into it, it just kind of makes that little extended instrumentation of it. So here it is, closing out Super Selections Volume 1. It is the live version of Jacob's Ladder. And there you have it, wrapping it out with Jacob's Ladder live, coming in at 4:48. So, next podcast, see you in 2 weeks. We're going to be hitting what's going to be known as Super Selections Volume 2, and I'll be digging up some research on that. And I do believe there was actually an EP, so we probably got about another 7 songs to plow through, or something like that. See you next time.